Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's spring. It's official. The day we've been waiting for all year long has finally arrived, and that means it's time to put the skis away and get the lawnmower out, put the snowblower away, get the rototiller ready. It's that time of the year. Hopefully where you live the snow is gone or almost all gone, and you can begin to start thinking about what needs to be done in the garden. And there's a lot that needs to be done right now. Hopefully you read the newsletter this week, gave you a whole bunch of ideas of what needed to be done. And if you don't receive the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, top of the page, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and you'll receive it free every single Thursday, where we'll give you a lot of tips on what needs to be done at this time of the year, discussions about the new plants, what's blooming, and what needs to be done. Now, if we can help you, and you need some help with your garden, whether it's indoors or out, the number to call, again, is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're going to work together. And as the weeks go by, it's going to get busier and busier. So now would be a great time to call so that we can get you started and working in your yard. Now, this is the time of the year. As we get to the end of March, it's the time of the year to start the pruning, if you haven't already done it. If you have fruit trees, this is the time that you can cut them back to create a better shape. You can help them to be more productive. You can control the height of the plant to make it easier for you to spray and to harvest and to maintain the plant. So that needs to be done. Your roses, if the snow's all gone where you live, now is the time to clean your roses. Now, roses are easy. Kneel down in front of the plant with your pruners. Look for the graft. You'll see a swollen area that resembles your fist. Anything that's developing below the swollen area, the graft, needs to be removed. Those are suckers. If you see a branch that's growing like 6 feet height or more, you need to remove that branch. If it's coming from below the swollen area, it will grow like crazy. It will use all the energy the plant can give it, and it will not be productive. It will not flower. So you need to remove those. Any branches that may have had some winter damage with all the snow some of you have received, you probably did get some broken branches here and there. It's time to fix those, remove them, cut them back, clean them, make them look good, and that way when the temperatures do get warmed for a regular basis, not just one day, not just what you had on Friday, I mean the whole East Coast in areas, Washington, D.C. was 80, Boston was 70, so when those days come, you want to be ready for it. So let's work in the yard. Let's get the gardens ready. The one thing that I like to do, if you have a perennial garden, edge the beds right now. Get them cleaned. Get all the plant debris out. Cut back all of your perennials to the ground. And then add your bark mulch. What's nice about doing it now, you can literally buy bark mulch by the yard a lot cheaper than buying it by the bag. You can wheelbarrow and dump it right on top of your bed. Take a rake, rake it nice and smooth to make it look beautiful. It will control the weeds. It will cut back on the amount of water the plants will need. But you can rake it over the whole bed. If you wait until May and the new shoots have already come up, then you have to spread it with your hand. Very time consuming. Very much labor intense. So while everybody's asleep in the garden, put the bark mulch down, edge those beds, and make the yard look beautiful for you. Now, if you're edging the beds and you've got big pieces of sod that you're removing to straighten out that edge, save it. Take those big chunks of grass and use it to repair damage in your lawn. If you have some areas where there's no grass, crabgrass got in there, killed everything around, take the grass that you edged from around your beds and place it in those dead areas. It will root very, very quickly, and you'll have areas now that are full of grass, not patches of holes. So edge your beds, save that turf, that little pieces of sod, and put them in areas where the grass died during the winter, where you had some crabgrass damage. Let's get that done. The other thing that needs to be done this time of the year, lime or Magic Cal. If you have moss visible on your lawn, then you need to add some lime or Magic Cal. Lime is applied at the rate of 50 pounds per 500 square feet. Now, how do you fix a spreader to do that? You open up your spreader all the way, as far as it will open, fill it with a 50-pound bag of lime, and then push it back and forth on your lawn. And doing it at that rate, which is proper, it will cover about 500 square feet. So if you need to do an acre of grass and you're liming it, an acre is about 40,000 square feet, you need 80 bags of lime to do the whole yard. May not be feasible to do it quite. Do some in the spring, some in the fall. Concentrate on the areas where you do have visible moss. If there's no visible moss, then you're probably okay. If you want to do it a lot easier, Magic Cal from Jonathan Green. One bag will treat 5,000 square feet. A lot easier for you to apply. A lot less weight for you to carry, to put in your trunk, take out of your trunk, push it with the spreader. Much, much easier. And the Magic Cal will work in 7 days compared to 6 months. But the gardens, if you can walk in the garden without your feet settling, without hearing that squishy sound, then it's time to get on the lawn, to get in the gardens, and get them clean and prepared for the season ahead. But lime, very, very important. And if you had tomatoes or squash last year in your garden, and on the bottom of your tomato, where the flower was, you had a little black spot that got bigger and bigger. And when you harvested, it was all black. And you basically had to throw the tomato away. That's called blossom end rot. It will happen to zucchini and summer squash also. The ends of your squash look like a piece of chewed up old cigar. That's blossom end rot telling you that your soil is too acidic. So get some lime down. And if you have containers and you're growing tomatoes in containers on your deck, on your porch, on your patio, definitely put down some lime. That will make a big, big difference in the quality of your tomato plant. Now, the other thing that's going to help them a great deal is a product called Tomato Maker. So if your garden is limited and you have to plant your tomatoes in the same location year after year after year, use a product called Tomato Maker. Tomato Maker will eliminate blossom end rots, and it's designed to provide the nutrients that your tomatoes require. And you can find it at most garden centers. Now, if we can help you, call right now, talk with Dawn, and the number is 800-259-9231. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Men, Take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your...
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, talk with Dawn, we'll get you set up, and we'll give you a head start on your neighbors so that your yard looks a lot better than theirs, and they won't even know what hit them. So if you want to get a good jump, call us, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready now that spring is officially here?
Oh, I am absolutely ecstatic for spring.
Before long, we'll all be at the ballpark. Only 12 days left for opening day.
That's true, and eagerly anticipating the opening day festivities.
It's coming, Dawn, it's coming. Who do we have up for us this morning?
Up first, this is OJ from Maine, who has a question about raspberry and blueberry bushes.
Okay. OJ, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me?
Good. Nice and clear, OJ.
Good. We have a small field of maybe an acre and a half to 2 acres, which is old sod. How old, I don't know. We've owned this property for 10 years. And we had bought some blueberries back almost when we bought the property. And it took about 5 years. They were raised from seedlings. And they're doing pretty good. But I was thinking about adding some raspberries and maybe even some high bush blueberries. Do you know what varieties to get? And also, what would I have to do to that old sod to prepare it?
Well, probably the best thing for you to do, OJ, is that the sod will have to be removed. So you can, if it's going to be a big planting bed, you could have somebody come in with a big oversized rototiller and rototill that grass and really grind it up really good for you. That's how I put in my garden. Originally, it was just a piece of lawn and had somebody come in. They use a machine called a Troy-Bilt. And a Troy-Bilt is a very, very good rototiller. It's designed so that the weight is on top of the tines and it doesn't bounce. But I'm sure if you ask around town, go to your local nursery or garden center, they could probably recommend somebody who does just that. But that needs to be broken up, and you can start to do that anytime. If you can walk on the ground and you don't hear that squishy sound, that means that the ground is ready to be worked. If you walk on the ground and you sink in, or you hear that watery noise under your feet, stay off the ground until it has a chance to get rid of the excess. Now, if you're going to plant raspberries, there are spring and fall bearing varieties. So if you've got the room, then I would plant two different varieties, or maybe even more, just depending on what you want. Because you can buy red raspberries, you can buy the golden varieties of raspberries. And again, there are spring and fall, so that you could have two colors with two different unique tastes in the spring and the same thing in the fall. But give them some room to grow. Raspberries get big. You're talking space between the rows of 3 to 4 feet between the rows, and I would go even more. If you've got the room, I would put your rows almost 6 feet apart. Give them some room to really grow and mature. Prepare your soil properly. You know, after they've rototilled, the grass has really died. Put a soil conditioner, compost, animal manure in there. And what I do at my garden is when I know there's going to be some rototilling done, in your case you do, have some lime ready for where the raspberries are. The blueberries, no lime. Blueberries want it as acidic as possible. So where the raspberries are growing, add some lime. Where your blueberries are going to go, you want to make the soil more acidic. So you want to buy a product called aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier, and it will make it more acid, which is what blueberries do. And on blueberries, you should have 2 or 3 varieties for better cross-pollination. And buy the high bush. Bigger fruit, bigger plants, and a lot more productive. So 2 or 3 varieties in there, and you're in great shape. 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club on the first day of spring. We're glad you could join us this morning, and we hope that this will be the year of excitement. With the prices of gas really getting crazy at this point, let's plan on building your garden. If you didn't have a vegetable garden in the past, this may be the year to do that. It's not that hard. It's not a lot of work, and the quality of your produce is just fantastic. So if you have any questions on having your first vegetable garden, call us, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barbara from Andover, Massachusetts, who has a question about some shady plants.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a question about perennials with for color in the front of the house. It's in the shade most of the day, and currently we have hosta around the foundation, but I'd like to know what kind of perennials I can plant in between to give me color, and also I have two planters on the stoop, and what could I plant in there?
Okay. The two planters, how big are they?
They're about 2 feet, 2.5 to 3 feet.
2.5 to 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, tall. They're about, I would say, a foot wide.
About a foot wide. Okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
Okay. Well, for planters, you want to have color all year. And the number one selling shade flowering annual is impatiens. Impatiens come in white and pink and red. There are striped varieties, purples. I mean, every color in the rainbow can be found with impatiens. If you don't like impatiens and you want something that's going to be a little more exciting, something with maybe even some height, coleus, an old-time plant, basically has a little spiky blue flower, but it's grown for the foliage. And to me, I love coleus better than impatiens, because in a container a foot 15 inches in diameter, you could put in three different colored leaf coleus and different textures. Some are smooth leaves, some are rippled, some are indentated, like the shape of your hand, with little grooves and notches in them. And that would give you colorful foliage all year round. The begonia family is a great plant for the shade. And you've got white, pinks, and reds. And you have varieties of begonias that will have colorful foliage. Not just green, but you can have colored foliage with red leaves on them, or bronzy-colored red leaves. Also, lobelia. So it's not just impatiens. Coleus are very good. Begonias are very good. And you can use the tuberous or the non-stop begonias. They will have much larger blossoms, and they'll do good. Now, for the shade, for perennials, one of my favorites is coral bells. And you have to say to yourself, a perennial flower will bloom in your yard 4 to 6 weeks. That's it. After that, it's leaves. So if you're looking for color, coral bells is one of the fastest growing perennials sold at the garden centers in the last few years. When I first started gardening, coral bells had green leaves with a spike about a foot tall with little tiny pink bells on them. Beautiful. The new coral bells are grown for the foliage. Purple leaves, orange leaves, yellow, red, and everything else in between. So if you're looking for color in a perennial, just like hosta, most people that grow hosta grow it for the foliage. The flowers of hosta really are not much. Purpley flowers, bells on a stem. Again, 4, 5, 6 weeks, the rest of the year, beautiful foliage. Could be green and white stripe. Could be blue. Could be blue-green in color. Could even have yellow or spots on them. So people grow hosta for the foliage. Why not grow another perennial for foliage, and that's coral bells? Because you have to say to yourself, perennials only bloom for about 6 weeks. Now, there is a perennial that's coming out of the ground, could be blooming where you live right now, that will bloom longer. One of my favorite perennials called Helleborus. And Helleborus is a perennial. The foliage in most areas remains green during the winter. So that's a bonus right there. When the flowers come out during March and April, the flowers look like bells, almost like a tulip that hangs down with many colors available, and the plant will get bigger and bigger, and Helleborus will bloom starting in March, all through April, all through May, and sometimes even in June. And that will take the shade all day long. Bleeding Heart usually starts to bloom in May. around Mother's Day. It will be in bloom. And you can buy Bleeding Heart. The flower is in the shape of a heart. Normally pink. And what happens is the heart will break open and a little white tear will develop at the base of the heart when it breaks open in half. Why they call it a bleeding heart. And there's also a white bleeding heart. Lily of the Valley is good, as long as you have room, because it will spread. So there's a lot of things that you can put in the shade. Pansies you can plant in the yard right now. They'll do very well in the shade. Primrose you can plant in a shady perennial bed. So there's a lot of things. The best thing for you to do, Barbara, go to your garden center, look at the tables where the perennials are, and hopefully the garden center will arrange them so that all the shady perennials are in one area. If not, ask them. Say, I have a shady garden. Show me. And what you want to do is look at the leaves, because that's what you're going to have to look at longer than the flowers. The flowers are kind of a bonus. Look at the foliage. If you don't like the leaves, don't buy it. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Mike from New Hampshire, who has a couple of questions. One is about tomatoes and potatoes, and the other is about radishes.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good, and you, Mike?
I'm good. I'm so glad I got up early on a Sunday morning. I've never heard your show before, but this is cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're in Maine, right?
Yes.
Yep. I've been working up in Maine a lot, but I live in New Hampshire. Now, my questions, I'm totally into vegetables.
Okay.
And I think we've got to reinstitute the Victory Garden here pretty soon, but my question's about my potatoes and my radishes. Now, my potatoes, they started out really well, and I had some nice, healthy-looking green plants, and I put some hay over them, you know, all around. And come harvest time, I had these little tiny golf ball-sized potatoes. And the ground was kind of hard. Now, I was wondering if you could tell me what kind of soil that potatoes like, acidity, mulch, or whatever.
Okay. The first thing that you have to say to yourself, Tom, is potatoes make the actual potato on the stem of the plant, not on the potato that you put in the ground. So what you need to do next year, well, this year, because it's spring, when you get your garden ready, buy some compost, buy some peat moss, some animal manure, spread it in the row where you're going to be planting, and till it, or use a pitchfork, blend it in the soil. The better you prepare the soil, the better your potatoes are going to grow. Okay? Now, potatoes like an acid soil, so don't add any lime where your potatoes are going to be growing. So, you dig a trench about 6 inches deep, put some compost in it, set your potatoes about every 2 feet apart, cover them. They'll come up in about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. Now, once your potatoes get to be about a foot tall, what you need to do is you need to cover the stem. And what I do in my garden is the walkway in between each of the rows of potatoes, I shovel that soil and I place it around the stem of the potato. Because your potato plants can get as tall as 3 feet tall. So if you create a mound around your potato plants. And again, I just shovel the soil, maybe 6 inches of the soil in each of the walkways. throw it around the plant to create a mound. Your potatoes will form on the stems that are covered with soil. As they get taller, then put some straw around them. Never use hay, because hay is full of weed seeds. So use a straw, okay? And then use a general purpose fertilizer for the garden, something that's organic, something that's natural, and that will really help them a great deal. But the main thing is you have to mound soil around the plant. And if you were ever able to go into the northern part of Maine where they raise potatoes, you would see that they actually take their plow, they go down the rows, and they turn the soil with their plow and pour it right around the base of each of the potato plants, because the potatoes form on the stems that develop 6 inches deep in a nice, soft, loosened soil, and you'll see that they will do a lot better. Now, radishes, sweet soil. Most people plant them too close together. Space your seed a good inch apart. Give them some room, because the seed's small. And if you start spreading that seed without spacing them, they grow too close together, they never mature, and you have beautiful foliage and a very skinny, skinny root. So give them, what I do is I plant 3 or 4 rows and I stagger the seed every couple of inches. That way I get nice big radishes, no competition, and they do much, much better. Plant every 2 weeks, not the whole row.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
With Scott's 4-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the 4 bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Victoria from Rockland, Maine, who has a question about a hammock.
Victoria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have two trees that I've nurtured for 15 years, perfectly separated for a hammock. And one's an American linden, and the other one's a maple. And will it hurt if I put a big hook in each one, or should I tie a rope around it?
Well, I would think that putting a hook, like a screw eye or a hook that's in the shape of a cup hook, would be the best way. The reason is you would have a permanent hook in that tree that would not create a girdle. If you tie a piece of wire or root or a rope around it, as the tree becomes thicker and thicker and thicker, the rope or the wire would create a girdling effect, preventing it from expanding. And it would be you like trying to put a pair of pants on that are too tight. You know, eventually the tree would grow around it, but you would have this permanent wire that would create a problem. A hook is not a problem at all, and I would rather you do it that way than to use wire or rope. If you use rope, what's going to happen is you're going to be in the hammock. Maybe the grandkids will come over, jump in it. Next thing you know, the rope slides down and everybody falls to the ground getting hurt. So use an eye hook or a cup hook shape device to hold the tree. And that way it will be strong. You'll be safe for whoever is in it. And that will not hurt the tree at all. If you're able to buy something that's galvanized rather than just steel, that will keep it looking good, and you won't have a hook that's going to be all rusted even after the first season. So something that's that kind of a polished chrome looking, just tell the salesperson at the hardware store where you're going to be using it, and they'll help you select something that's not going to get all tarnished and rusty looking very, very quickly. But for safety and to help the tree from not getting any damage to it, the hook would be the way to go. And that's a great question. Very, very good. I've been to many homes and see where they'll put a temporary clothesline and they'll tie a piece of plastic coated wire from one tree to the other as a clothesline. They tie it nice and tight. They forget about it. Time goes by, a year, 2 years, 3 years, and all of a sudden that poor tree is getting bigger and bigger and it starts to grow around the wire. Now you have a problem. So hook is the way to go. Great question, Victoria. Thank you for the call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Stan from Yarmouthport, Massachusetts, who has a question about rodents.
Well, from Yarmouthport, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding my lawn. It seems to be, looks like a battlefield. It's been torn up by various different rodents, and I think crows as well. And I wonder what I can do about it.
Are you seeing any, like, lines or tunnels with a zigzag pattern growing through the grass?
Like moles?
Yes.
No. I don't see it's that.
What you're seeing is a digging in your lawn.
Right.
Okay. The first thing you need to do is to get the bamboo rake out and clean the whole area. Get that out of there. It's too early to put down insect controls. Your best bet for the insect control is to apply it when we get into April. Right now, it's cold. If you put the product down, it's not going to kill the insect because the insect is still dormant. Clean the area of the mess. Go to the supermarket. Buy some mothball flakes. And in the area where they are digging, spread the mothball flakes. They don't like the smell. And then in April, then you can